American Art Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Claire Falkenstein at her Venice, California studio on March 2nd, 1995. This is the first session. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlson. Okay, now Claire, I'm just going to say a few words by way of introduction for our tape.
I think what I should do is try to summarize my position now in relation to my work, in relation to my place in art, and try to find how I arrived. Now, the important thing is several events. When I went to Paris, I didn't know anybody, I couldn't speak the language, but I had to go to Paris.
Wait, what year was that? What year?
1950. And I finally stayed in Paris for 13 years, and then I returned home. However, those years in Paris have been very important to me because that gave me the time, the freedom, the isolation, the, what can I say, to be alone and to work out certain problems that I had to have answered for myself. And I arrived at a vocabulary of art for myself. The vocabulary consisted of the never-ending screen, the sign and the ensemble, topological structure, lattice structure, and then the combination sometimes of any two or any three. When I did St. Basil Church, I had the idea of using my never-ending screen, but in three dimensions. And with this part of my vocabulary, I was able to, how can I say it? Express not only form and architectural relationships to the architecture of the church, but also a very good idea that works with a religious attitude. The cardinal asked me, "Are you religious?" when I presented my idea to him for the windows and the doors. And I said, "Oh yes, I'm very religious." But he didn't ask me what religion. If he had asked me, I would have said nature. Because through nature, I came to the never-ending screen. And he said, "How do you show religion through these windows?" And I said, "Well, if the observer really looks through interval after interval between the sections of my never-ending screen," I said, "the observer will find himself either in eternity or infinity." And he said, "That is wonderful. I want you to do these windows." To my knowledge, they're the only abstract windows for a Catholic church. I never heard of another one. I know that Matisse did a kind of abstraction with the figure, but this is a complete attitude of abstraction. Well, the topological structure has held me in good stead because